Welcome to the bi-week edition of Film Room Friday, and today we're going to talk about defense. A Monday night show, we talked about offense. Today it's defense, and what's wrong with the Jaguars' defense? It's got to start with stopping the run, and right now the Jaguars' defense is allowing 4.7 yards per rush. That's in the bottom five teams in the National Football League. If you get better against the run, it allows you to be more successful in getting off the field because your third down and distances, it will be third and six or seven plus. And so you get more effective when it's a longer distance on that third down opportunity. And let's jump into the tape because this first one right here is a third and eight, and this is a four-man rush. So when you get to third down, this is what you got to do is contain the quarterback. And in this instance, if I pause it right here, you see how there's three rush men on one side of the quarterback? You have to be able to balance out. And they didn't balance this rush out, and it allows Jay Cutler to end up scrambling for the first down. Now, the Bears ended up only getting a field goal out of this drive, but it added points to the board. This next one, as you can see right here, third and 15 on the 36. This is a third and 16, and you want to be able to get off the field when you got third and 16. It's a screen play. And as you can see, once Bush gets the ball, you have two defenders in great position, but they end up taking angles that don't account for the jump, and Bush jumps over them. You can't allow a missed tackle on a third and 16 to convert a third down. This, they end up turning into a touchdown. Now, we're going to look at this play from the end zone shot because two things interesting happen. Paul Posluszny has man coverage on Michael Bush, the running back, but take a look at number 63, who has Paul right here. He actually holds him and gets away with the hold, not allowing Paul to cover the running back Michael Bush. I'm going to take it back farther. Another hold happened on this play. Take a look at the defensive tackle, DeAnthony Smith. When he rushes, Gabe Karimi, the offensive tackle, ends up tackling Anthony Smith, and that's not called either. But still, even though those things happen, you're in good position. There you are, squared up to the running back. You have to make the play to get off the field, and the Jaguars' defense did not do that. Now, if you're not able to get enough pressure with four-man pressure, things like this happen. This was later in the ballgame. This is going to be true zero coverage. See the safeties creeping up? They're creeping up because they're coming on the blitz. Everybody has a man, and everybody else is coming for the quarterback. What does that do? Well, it leaves the corners out on an island. And at the top of your screen, Brandon Marshall, Derek Cox, and Derek Cox is covering so well, but it's hard to cover one of the great receivers in the National Football League. A little stutter step, and it allows Brandon Marshall to get down the field, and Derek Cox can't recover. The simple answer is you have to be better against the run to give yourself better third down opportunities, and when you get those opportunities, you have to be able to rush with four men. If you end up bringing more, you deplete your coverage. So you try to get it done with just four guys. The Jaguars obviously need to rush the passer better, but it still goes back to stopping the run better as well.